July 1980, Damascus, Syria. Every time I hold you is the last time I hold you. I've known that since the very first time, and when you came back and I held our child in my sleepless arms, all I could think was, this is the last time. You look at me, eyes as pure as the promise of rain, and I know you know, that you've known as long as I have, my betrayal. Tonight it's so close that we can both feel its stinking breath, the pounding, irregular rhythm of its heart. The baby whimpers in the crib. You stand up, but I get there first and lift the child up, hold her against my chest, feel her breathing, feel her heart racing through the thin, light blue blanket your mother knitted. This heart is my heart, and there is no convincing way to explain abandoning your own heart. Just disguises to assume, just varying levels of lies to tell, both of which I, if anyone, can master. The city is beyond hot. After 2 months of relentless dryness, it glows like lava. When evening finally comes, the city ceases being gray or beige and becomes transparent, quivering like jelly. No one thinks clearly here. Everything smells like trash. Trash, exhaust, garlic, and cumin. But I only smell my child. I close my eyes and breathe in deeply, my nose pressed against the top of her almost hairless head, and the baby is still hot, way too hot. The fever refuses to break. You tell me this is the third day. I can hear you rummaging through drawers looking for aspirin or whatever you can find. This heat, it drives us insane. We both know I don't have anything like that here, in my apartment, in my mirage. Why are we even here? Give me the car keys, you say. You wave your hand like a vendor in the bazaar asking for money, and when I hesitate, give me your goddamn keys. Your voice is an octave higher, a shade more desperate. No, wait. Isn't it better if I begin? The baby is completely still against my shoulder, breathing so weakly it's almost imperceptible. And how the hell do you plan on getting into the embassy? Well, surely you can see we need something to stop the fever. I reluctantly grab the keys in my pocket. Balancing the child against my chest, I lose hold of them, and they land with a dull clatter on the marble floor of the hallway. The heat even muffles sound, I think, delays it, slows it down. We both bend down to pick up the keys. For a moment, our fingers brush against one another, our eyes. Then you snatch the keys, stand up, and disappear into the echoing stairwell. You leave behind only the muffled sound of a slamming door. I stand with the baby in the sliver of shade on the balcony facing the street. The memory of a breeze floats across my face. The heat makes it difficult to breathe. In the air, exhaust, cumin. What happened to the jasmine? Once this city smelled like jasmine. The locket you gave me, before everything turned to heat, fever, and flight, burns against my chest. The one that once belonged to your grandmother, your mother. I'm thinking about leaving it here. I'm thinking of leaving it on the sideboard in the hallway, the one with inlays of mother of pearl and rosewood that we bought together in the bazaar when this bond had been growing for less than a week. I don't feel like I have the right to take the locket with me. It doesn't belong to me anymore, if it ever did.